It's the Minnesota Lottery KFAN Summer Tour. We kick it off tomorrow, this Friday, at Black Bear Lodge and Saloon in Brainerd with the Common Man program at noon. The KFAN Tour driven all summer long by Hilltop Campers and RV. More information at KFAN.com. Keyword events.
Glenn Campbell.
Jerry Garcia Band.
I was actually going to say Grateful Dead, but then I thought, well, that won't be right either. Getting through Tangled to the Blue. It's Mark Rosen of Channel 4 Sports Fame, TGIF to you.
Thank you.
It's basically your Friday.
Well, it is, yeah.
Even though it's a Thoys Day, but it's your Friday. You're off tomorrow and Saturday.
Correct. Working Sundays pretty much my entire life.
Yeah.
It's
a grind.
Well, No. I'm going to say, I think people, I love having Fridays off, obviously. I don't particularly love working Sundays anymore at this point in my life.
Right.
But you know, I always wonder, and it's not that big of a deal, but you know, Fridays I do get normal things done, whether it's appointments, doctor appointments, whatever it might be, just kind of normal errands.
Right.
People have, gosh, I don't know, this just in, real 9-to-5 jobs Monday through Friday. Obviously, you have to take time off for any appointments, whether it's your kids getting, you know, braces or dental appointments or doctor appointments or just stuff.
You're finally realizing what the real world is like.
Oh, I've been realizing it forever.
Oh, okay.
Trust me. And now, I think, is it this weekend? We did a huge story on it yesterday. I'm sure you get plenty of emails about it. It is going to be one hellacious headache getting around this city for months to come.
Construction again?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, and I
two seasons in Minnesota, winter
I know,
construction.
I know, but this is aggressive. I mean, 35W, like, both directions. I mean, basically, it's going to be inescapable. And as the temperatures rise, so will the tempers of the drivers, all of us. I know so. I mean, because it's, you know, people want to enjoy, they want to get to where they want to go, especially when we've been waiting all year.
Yeah.
Forever for nice weather. Now you finally get it, and you're trying to get to your favorite location. And now getting out of town may not be that big.
Like you want to go to Lower Town this weekend.
I actually would like to go to Lower Town this weekend, but the Saints, I don't think, have started yet. Have
they? Oh,
yeah. Okay. I do like Lower Town.
I know you do. You bring up Lower
I bring
Town.
It up all the time. Funny. Anyway,
sorry.
Nice to see you.
So yes, there is plenty of construction issues.
Yeah, it will be.
Run for the Black Eyed Susans this weekend.
Yeah.
First Saturday in May.
Yeah, love it. Always have loved it.
Yep, me too.
Going back to Secretariat.
Yeah, I go back to War Admiral.
No, you don't. That's okay.
I go back to, how many horses can you name? Affirm.
Oh, I don't know. Aladar, Affirm, Secretariat, Barbaro,
War Admiral.
Seabiscuit, War Admiral. Seabiscuit was a great, yeah, love the book, liked the movie. Yeah.
Mr. Ed. That's about as that I have to go to Mr. Ed at this point.
Silver.
I owe Silver.
Silver could have been a great Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
What was Gene Autry's?
Pegasus.
It wasn't Pegasus.
It was what was it? It was Trigger.
There's Trigger, yeah. So
it was Trigger.
Yeah.
Because it was Hi-O Silver and then it was Trigger.
Big Red was the best of them all. Secretariat.
Yep. Big Red.
Yeah. That horse.
All right. There's our Kentucky Derby break.
I did hear you talk. We had the random selection of the power trip as well.
And you got enticed as well.
I also have enticed. So we have the same horse.
No!
Started 30-1. I think he's down a little bit.
25-1.
Looked him up. I mean, he's had some success.
Oh,
certainly.
Yes.
Yeah. He's
live by the dog, die by the dog. Enticed.
Correct.
Maybe you and I will be winning some dough.
The odds he's down to at this moment means nothing.
Well,
it doesn't. The percentage of bets that's been made compared to what's going to be in the pool.
No, it doesn't
exactly.
Mean something. And it means it's a good value.
Saturday is going to be the. You know,
I think he's a good value bet.
I like your idea. Yeah.
Tenneby taught me all about good value bets. bet on things that have no chance to win, but if you did win, you'd make a lot of money.
Right.
So
sure.
That's great. That's good.
Well, it is.
Do we have people? Doesn't seem like we've generated a lot of interest in the Kentucky Derby draft.
We had three people on hold and one dropped. So we got two.
Yeah. So how do we want to start this then? Mocking the Kentucky Derby mock draft.
Just punch up a name and say what horse you'd like to pick.
Okay, let's go to we'll let the first caller. The Grit Guy, who do you like and why?
Hey, fellas, I'll let you know who I like and why.
the rival of Secretariat and Seabiscuit himself, Pegasus, Jockey Perseus, he's just going to fly through the competition out of gate five. I would say put your money on him. I think it's 22-1 odds last time I checked. So it's a good bet.
All right, very good. Thanks, Grit Guy.
All right.
Grit Guy's taking Pegasus. My analysis of Pegasus, this is a horse that can play with his back to the starting gate.
Oh, boy.
But some scouts are worried that looking good is his main objective.
That's pretty good.
It's his main.
I got it.
Did you get it?
I
wasn't sure. I thought that went over your head.
No, I accepted it.
But some scouts are worried that looking good is his main objective.
I always love that one.
Well, let's take our next. You got that, Tim Berry. Pegasus, the first pick.
Got it, Pegasus.
In our draft.
Okay.
Next would be Bored Accountant Guy. You must be bored to call in for the mocking the Kentucky Derby mock draft. Who do you like, Bored Accountant Guy? You can't take Pegasus. Who do you like and why?
I'll take Magnum Moon. I heard he's been eating a lot of McDonald's and Burger King, so a lot of fast food. He should be quick out of the gate.
Sure, like it. Thanks, Bored Accountant Guy. Tennessee, what do you know about him?
Magnum Moon, just four races, undefeated, has won all four of them, including a Grade 1 Arkansas Derby win back on April 14th. Should be near the lead.
Oh.
I'm also told that very adept at lining up in the three-hoof stance or rearing up. Either way, three-hoof stance or rearing up.
That's priceless.
Think about if you're able to do that, when you can run in either way, in a three-hoof stance or rearing up,
right?
You're a hell of a horse.
You really are.
Our next drafter is Scott. Scott, who do you like and why?
Well, I'm sure Rosen will savage me for this pick, too, but I'm going to go Audible in the fifth spot.
Audible.
Yeah. I heard there's supposed to be some showers early morning before the race, and Audible likes the slop. His mutter, and his mutter was a mutter.
Okay, now let me ask you this. You sure you might not want to check out of that pick?
Well, I don't really know any other horses, so no.
Well, he's had really very impressive races at Gulfstream over the wintertime. He won the Grade 2 Holy Bull and the Grade 1 Florida Derby. He can take back a run in the lead.
Yeah,
so,
but there are some personality concerns.
Are there?
Yeah, apparently Audible's always walking around with a long face. Well, if you know, you want a horse that's happy-go-lucky, don't you? You don't want a horse with a long face.
No.
So let's go to our next.
Should have named the horse Christian Ponder. He was always trying to call an audible. Never really worked.
That's why I asked him if he wanted to check down on it.
I got it.
He decided to stick with it.
I know.
Our next call is from Watching at Home Guy. Watching, who do you like in the Derby and why?
Well, I was thinking Bobtail Nag, but I don't see him on the lineup, so I'm going to go with Whoa, 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 Good Magic.
Oh,
good
yes.
Magic.
Good Magic.
Good Magic.
Good pick. Thanks.
12-1.
Thanks for watching at home, Guy.
Yeah.
So good.
Good choice.
Go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say, by the way, Tennessee value pick right here. This is my horse.
Really?
Good Magic, number 6, 12-1.
Yeah, 12. Mm-hmm. I remember the last time you did a value pick with me was a 12-1 thing. You love 12-1. Anything that's 12-1, you'll take. Doesn't matter who the horse, player, team is. You just like 12-1.
I like that Good Magic is 12-1. It's a horse that's won a Grade 1 race before. It's had a 100 speed figure. It has a good trainer jockey combination and is third off a layoff, which the last time it was third off a layoff, had its best race of its career.
Except his trainer has never won the Kentucky Derby. He's won every big race except the Derby.
He's due.
Yeah. You know, I don't
however,
know.
I've heard, what's a horse's name again?
Good Magic. Good Magic.
I've heard the horse has an unstable personality.
I always love that.
And that's the last thing you want in a horse. You don't want that in the starting gate, an unstable personality.
Especially with all those horses around you. There's a lot of peer pressure.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Let's take our next pick will be Kyle. Kyle, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Has anybody taken the Ghost of Secretariat yet?
No.
No. Who's the Ghost of Secretariat? The Ghost of Secretariat in real life?
I know he died a long time ago, but I've been told if you believe in yourself and you never give up that you can do anything. So,
all right.
The Ghost of Secretariat is my choice.
I always love that one.
There it is, Tennessee. Ghost of... can you tell us anything about the Ghost of Secretariat? I can't, but I will tell you this. That horse will make Seattle Slough look like Seattle Who. That's what people will be saying.
Who? Who? It's another one of my favorite horses.
You know, funny, right? Yeah. Well, who are you picking, Mark Rosen? Go ahead. Let's say you interject your pick.
Well, I mean, I think that the favorite, Justify.
Justified in being the favorite.
Yeah, except that, I mean, again, I'm reading this verbatim, and it's true.
You are? See, I thought this was all coming off the top of your head.
Yeah, shocking. You'll read it a thousand times this week.
Didn't you think all this information was coming off the top of his head?
Well, yeah, right. I really studied him. I mean, I'm not going Kevin Gorgon a bit, but this I did hear this all week long. No horse since 1882 has won the Kentucky Derby without having raced as a two-year-old. So he took the whole year off at two. The terrible twos. Justify said, I'm done. I don't need to race.
And you know me. I always find a way to go against the favorite. Because I will not bet the favorite in Kentucky Derby ever, especially at 3-1, because there's 20 horses and there's too much going to happen. Talent-wise, clearly he's off the charts good.
Right.
But in his three races, two of them, he's had issues out of the gate. Now, when you're going against five-horse fields, he's talented enough to overcome that.
You get boxed in.
If you're in a 20-horse field and you have that issue out of the gate, you are in trouble.
He's running out of the seventh spot.
So I will not.
I'm with you. No, I would not.
And he's an early speed horse. If he's not out on the lead right away, if he gets issues out of the gate, he's going to have some trouble. So I'm not on just
a. You're actually attaching the word talent with a horse. You just hit him, whip him, and if he's faster than the other
horse. Now you're going to go through that whole discussion about whether or not a horse is an athlete.
Well.
You don't think some horses have more talent than other horses?
Of course they do.
It's not a talent thing. Well, no, it's just which horse happened to be born to run faster.
More athletic.
And it's also how they're trained.
Isn't speed a talent?
Do you remember the song Born Free, Free as the Wind?
Of course I remember it.
All right. Now, well, who are you picking?
I really don't know. I picked Enticed like you did. I haven't studied him.
I thought for sure you would pick Manny's O'War. I mean, Manowar.
Yeah, Manowar.
Manowar, not Manny's O'War. I got confused.
Right.
I apologize for that.
I think...
Our next
Magnum Moon is the one I really
Magnum
like.
Moon.
Magnum Moon.
Let's check in with.
He's really good.
Put out to stud guy. Put out to stud guy. Lucky you.
Hey, thank you,
John. Hey, what brings you to the Grum?
Well, I was going to pick this salami because I was getting kind of hungry, but I'm going to go with the one that's going to get hot. And he's going to flame away.
Okay, I like it. Thanks. Who did he select that to be?
Number four, Flame Away.
Yeah.
A horse that has five career wins and nine starts. Early speed, 30-1 odds.
Yeah. Well, what I like about him is other horses are intimidated when they see him in the starting gate.
Why is that?
Especially when he's chewing gum. Confidently chewing his cud. When he's confidently chewing his cud.
I get it.
Let's go to our next. How many have we picked here?
We've picked six horses.
Six horses.
Oh boy.
We've got a ways to go.
Yeah, we do.
Pegasus, Magnum Moon, Audible, Good Magic, Ghost of Secretariat, and Flame Away.
Our next participant is Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, Common.
Yes.
If you want a legitimate value pick, it would probably be Good Magic. But, you know, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to go with Sarah Jessica Parker by a nose.
Oh boy.
Okay.
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah.
No.
Some would maybe go that direction. I'm not sure I want to. I'll tell you this. For me, based on the latest Gallup poll. I looked at the latest Gallup poll. I'm going with Mr. Ed because he'll trash talk his way to the title. No horse is better at trash talking.
I always love that one.
There's no horse.
a horse in the field.
Of course.
A horse is a horse.
No one can trash talk like
a Gallup poll.
It's a Gallup poll.
I want to say Larry Mondello guy.
Let's take a phone call from Hunter. Hunter, you're on the Fan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Tom and Rosie, Tana, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good. I'm going to take the personal favorite, Hoof Hearted.
I always love that one.
Hoof Hearted?
Hoof-hearted. There's a Hofburg.
It's a bit.
There's a Hofburg. Yeah. That's why I honestly thought he was taking a real horse.
Yeah, well, the horse, who did he just pick?
Hoof-hearted,
I'm told, gets his sloppy track expertise from his mutter and his eating preferences from his fodder.
Hello, mutter. Hello, fodder.
Well, I'm just telling you, these are the things that
you and I are the only ones who want to understand that.
This is what I'm, and Sweeney's guy who wrote all the jokes. Let's take a phone call now from Brian. Brian, you're on the fan. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, guys. I've got the sure thing in my back pocket. Would you like to know who it is?
Yes, please.
I am going to pick, and the only reason I'm going to do so, it's going to depend on if she shows up in those 4-inch blue stilettos, is Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's got a lot of fire behind her. She's going to run real fast for that end gate there.
Okay.
So I am.
All right. Why are we getting the human comparison?
I don't know.
I don't even get that one.
I don't either. She's got a lot of fire.
I think this is going nowhere fast, which means we're going to break soon. Neutered kitty guy. Neutered. Who do you got for us?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm actually going to have Lawyer Lambert behind the scenes put my money down on Stormy Daniels.
Okay, Stormy Daniels.
No, actually, because I love you, Common.
Yep.
And you're a Detroit boy like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it on me boy Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, me boy.
Going with all of it.
Yeah,
me boy.
My boy.
My boy Jack. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Right on. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. I appreciate that.
Is that horse really running? Oh, there it is.
My boy Jack. Number
me
10. Boy.
But me boy Jack has had some off the paddock issues.
Really?
Including use of PEDs, performance enhancing dandelions. Just
that's not good.
No, it's not. Oh. It's not good. There's your Kentucky Derby.
All right.
Mocking the mock Kentucky Derby draft. Back with more nonstop nonsense. Tom Foolery and Skullduggery now.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword bang to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's bang to 200-200.
Hey, it's Guardsy for Xfinity, only from Comcast. So much going on in the sports world right now. How do you keep track of everything? Well, I use the Xfinity Stream app. Xfinity is fantastic, and the app makes my life so easy. With the Xfinity Stream app, you can watch basically anything live, DVR, on demand, whatever you want. You check out live TV on any screen, whether you're streaming a live game or watching your favorite sport or news program. Xfinity has the most free shows and movies to watch on the go. I highly recommend the Xfinity Stream app. It has been a lifesaver. You can learn more at Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Speaking of sports, Xfinity is proud to support the Jesse Diggins Bringing Home the Gold celebration in Afton, Minnesota, May 12th from noon to 5. Afton Town Square Park. You can join us in honoring U.S. Olympian and gold medalist Jesse Diggins. The afternoon will be filled with music, food, and fun as Jesse interacts with the fans. Also, there will be another meet and greet. It will be held at the Egan Xfinity store on Central Park Village Drive, May 11th from 3 to 5 in the afternoon.
KFAN Total Traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. Problems in Golden Valley trying to get onto northbound Highway 100 from Highway 55. That's where a crash is involving a semi, and it's partially blocking a lane of traffic there. Also, eastbound on 394, slow from Penn Avenue to the 94 ramps. Northbound 35W in Minneapolis, heavy 26th Street to 5th Avenue. Around Bloomington, eastbound 494, slowing France Avenue to Penn. Traffic is brought to you by HHS's Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA. It's Older Americans Month, and if you're 60, 70, or beyond, why deprive the world of your awesome life-saving power as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Every age is the right age to sign up. Learn more at call 866-99-DONATE.